flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go again. The Chiefs and Bills in January.
1:47 to go in the game on 4th-and-9 for Buffalo. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good!
The 90s belong to Buffalo with playoff wins in 92 and 94. The last 5 years, revenge. And revenge is a dish best served in the cold.
All right, goal to go at the 4-yard line for the Chiefs, trailing 24 to 20. Pacheco, running back. Chiefs will use the shotgun. Motioning left is Hardman. They give it off to Pacheco. Slamming on the left side, angling into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City pop gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone. And the Chiefs are back in front, 26 to 24. And now they're going to run a fake. The Buffalo Bills run a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knocking down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on 4th-and-5, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. It looked like it was Cole Christensen out of West Point, Captain America.
For the Bills, it's overcoming the demons of GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium and returning to the biggest game in sports for the first time in 30 years.
Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Mahomes over the middle. Cut Tyreek Hill at the 45. Angling right, 40. 35, Gina. 25, 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kansas City. A 64-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. These are 2x2, but they got now Hardman in motion. Right to left. Sets up a triangle to the left side. Mahomes looks that way. He's going to go wide open. Left side caught. Kelce corner out. Touchdown! Kansas City. Kelce hasn't been that open since training camp in St. Joseph. And he slings the ball up into the stands, much to the chagrin of the Bills Mafia.
For the Chiefs, it's simple. Protect the kingdom. Keep history alive and try to become the first ever NFL team to make it to the Super Bowl to try for a three-peat.
Make no mistake about it, gentlemen. We are in the business of protecting this town.
Second and fourth, the Kansas City 45-yard line. Chiefs by 16. Allen being rushed. He's gobbled up. He went swimming, and the shark got him. Josh Allen never saw the shark blowing in. From his right shoulder, he obliterated right tackle Darrell Williams. 36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown! Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
The NFL's biggest rivals, Chiefs, Bills, Mahomes, Allen, Buffalo, Kansas City. Two cities, one dream, one Lamar Hunt trophy. Chiefs, Bills for the AFC Championship. Sunday at 5:30, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, my goodness. 3 minutes and 35 seconds, and Mitch Holt is getting you there on a Red Friday. How are you gentlemen doing?
You know what?
You
I'm good.
Goosebumps?
I've got the butterflies. I'm not going to lie this morning. It started a little bit when I kind of walked in this morning and I was thinking about what's at stake. I got up about...
Thinking about steak?
Yeah, I was. I had that salmon Caesar last night at Jasper's. You know where I'm going with that. So I'm sitting there. I get up at 3:45 this morning and we had our BMA board meeting last night. And one of the guys on the board does not like our group text and today's his birthday. So they said, when you get up at 3:45, please send the group text of happy birthday. So 3:45, I'm up. Happy birthday, Stevie Bessenbacher. I started thinking about this game and I'm like, all right, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. I think this is the feel for everybody now. It's game time. It's time to get to Arrowhead. It's time to kick off and it's time to play this football game. Enough talking about the refs, the left tackle, the wide receivers, the defense, the offense, the coaches, the special, all that nonsense. It is time to go out there and play this football game. We've done enough talking. It's time to go kick Buffalo's ass.
Yeah, it's one of those guys. I've got a really good friend of mine, super intelligent, makes a lot of money for being intelligent. And he told me yesterday, he goes, sorry, I haven't listened to you this week. I've got to keep myself calm because he travels during the week. Mm-hmm. He just got home last night. And he's like, you know, degenerate friends and gamblers.
Yeah,
like,
know he's costing us bonus money when he doesn't listen.
He goes, hey, man. He goes, I'm going to send a couple of things I think are going to happen in this parlay. He goes, how's the week gone? I was like, it's been great. He goes, I was tuned in Monday morning on the way to the airport to fly out. He goes, I had to like turn it off because I was getting too far there.
Oh,
like,
on Monday.
So like what he's going to do now is today when he's going to run the errands and go pick up the kiddos, it's just Odyssey app, Fesco and everybody from the show just listening to that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So he does it.
But I'm ready. I think everybody is, man. You know, yeah, I think Bills fans are ready for this one. And, you know, the nation's ready.
We talked about this yesterday. I hit on this a little bit. By the way, the text line says, very great intro, Mac. You got me fired up.
Yeah, way to go, Mac. That was really good. You did a great job, Mac, of putting that together. Yeah, seriously, send all the text to the text line and voice memos in the Odyssey app telling Mac how great that intro was. You bang up job, Mac. You did an unbelievable job.
Great work on the intro, Mac. The chills this gives me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go, Mac.
Goosebumps, TGIF,
Mac.
Rock and roll. Not going to lie, that just fired me up. LFG Chiefs.
Let's go, Mac.
Fired me up, too. Won't take credit for that one, though.
Then somebody said, buck the Phils. You got to be really careful. I mean, you got to be really careful.
Oh, the Phils, like the Phillies.
B-E-E-L-S, Bills.
Yeah, no, it would be B-L-I-E-L-S, Bills.
No, but I said yesterday, I think as we, you know, kick this show off on a Red Friday is the fact that, you know, there is a lot into this game, but I don't think you need to sugarcoat what this game is. Just go out there and enjoy it because this is what sports are. This is why you watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously you want to see your team win. You want to see your team go on to the gigantic game that they play in New Orleans this year. But this is one of the reasons why you watch sports. This is kind of what makes or, you know, enhances your fandom. Like, I don't know where a lot of you were during the 13-second game, but that might have been the game where you're like, okay, finally, and it took a while maybe, and that's fair because not everybody's built the same way mentally when it comes to sports. But maybe that was the game where you were like, I don't care what the situation is. Patrick Mahomes, my quarterback, he'll do whatever he has to do. He can do whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people might have watched that and been like, that's the greatest game I've ever seen in my life. Other people might have watched that from Buffalo and been like, I don't know how I'm going to get over this. Well, now you're back in the AFC Championship game. Now the Buffalo Bills come to Kansas City this time. They don't go to Buffalo this year like they did last year. They won last year. They've won three times consecutively against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. This is year four. It's whatever you want to call them, the evil empire Chiefs, the bad guys, the tired of winning and watching.
The Dodgers of football.
Yeah, except they don't buy their players. They draft and develop their players. And I think the thing that's crazy about this is that when you watch this game, you'll feel weird emotionally and like nervous wreck-wise because it's, you know, your team against another good team. But you also feel that way because of what the situation is where it's like the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if you're a Chiefs fan, you're like, if we win this game, we have a chance to make history, and you would think that the winner of this game does win the Super Bowl. If Buffalo wins this game, it's like, huh, we did it. We're there. Now we can go win the Super Bowl, and we can erase a lot of stuff in our history and give our team number one with this quarterback. Like, so much on the line for both sides that are historically legendary for both these franchises and individuals playing in this game.
I mean, it's a legacy game for a lot of people, right? It's a legacy game for Patrick Mahomes. It's a legacy game for Travis Kelce. It's a legacy game for Andy Reid. It's a legacy game for Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, right? Like, a legacy game is going to take place on Sunday afternoon. I've been saying all week, I think it's the biggest game we've ever seen at Arrowhead Stadium, and will be the biggest game that we ever see at Arrowhead Stadium because of what is at stake and what is on the line and how much is out there to gain by winning on both sides. Buffalo has not won a road playoff game in 32 years. I mean, it's very reminiscent of like us, you know, not winning playoff games, but Buffalo has not won on the road. Mac's not been born, and you were five the last time the Buffalo Bills won a playoff game on the road. I mean, that's how long ago it's been. None of that matters on Sunday. None of the history matters. None of the back stuff matters. It all matters who goes out there and plays their ass off on Sunday. And I feel like for me, I want this one maybe more than I've wanted any other one before.
And
I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was doing a radio hit in Sioux Falls, South Dakota yesterday. And the guy who hosts the show, longtime Chiefs fan, you know, grew up in Nebraska, has been a Chiefs fan since the 80s and whatnot. And he goes, the first one was awesome. Everything else has just been gravy for me. And the first one was all I needed. Everything else has just been extra. And I'm like, that's not the way I operate. The way that I operate is
now
this
I know what
is
that,
the
know
one.
What that means.
Okay. This is the one that I want. Yeah. Now, do fans feel like everything else after that first Super Bowl is gravy? Or do the fans now think that I want more, I want more, I want more? Because I got to be honest with you, the more we win, the more addicted I've become to this winning. It really is like a hit. It's a fix. It's a need for me right now to watch these guys play football and win. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I want this one more than I wanted last year, more than I wanted the year before, because I know how much is at stake. And maybe after this one, I'll sit back and go, I don't care about 2025, but this is the one that I want right now more than anything. And I think most of Chiefs Kingdom feels that way. This isn't gravy, man. This is the entree. This is the main course. This is the one you got to win.
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs Kingdom is always, they're always passionate. They're always loud. I would just say, let's even take it up a notch. Let's see how loud this place can really get. Mm. But I always appreciate the support and the love that they show for us. And so I'm just excited for another AFC Championship game back at Arrowhead.
Did he call out the fans to get a little bit louder?
Get a little bit louder, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
if there's exactly anybody that can, you know, get you there, I guess QB1 will tell you to bring it loud. But no, I don't think you're wrong for having that opinion. Like, I know a lot of people would say, yeah, the first one's what you want because of whatever. But I mean, this game I think is probably there because it is who your opponent is, right? Baltimore was fun to beat them on the road, but look, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, they move the needle. They don't move the needle like
they
Josh
don't move
Allen
the needle like this. No,
you beat Cincinnati. I think a lot of people, Spec even said at the time, he still thinks that's the greatest game at Arrowhead because they had disrespected it. Mm-hmm. They called it Burrowhead. Now some clown's calling it Allenhead or whatever the hell they're calling it on ESPN. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
We'll play it later.
We got it.
Allenhead is what we're calling it now. Yeah. Oh, okay.
The players have seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they know it's there.
Well, this game's over then.
So
put all your money on the Chiefs.
Yeah, and so. But it's Buffalo. It's Josh Allen. It's, you know, like, and my dad has told me in the past, like, when they beat Houston in Houston and went to Buffalo, like, everyone there as Chiefs fans now feel what Buffalo fans feel now about Kansas City, right? Like, they had Montana, but he was older.
Right.
Right? They had the team. They were going for their fourth consecutive Super Bowl. By God, they were going to win it this year. And my dad said as a Chiefs fan, like, that was one of the best teams he's ever seen. Allen and Burden and all these guys in Montana. And he goes, we got there and everything was fine. And then quarterback's out.
Yeah, Joe gets knocked out and the game's over.
He goes, the game's over. And he's like, we never thought, you know, we didn't know the next time we were going to get there. Like, Montana was out after that year.
It's funny you say that, though, because Danen was a rookie on that team that year. And Danen thought, oh, we'll get to the AFC Championship game every year. And they never got back until Patrick Mahomes, right?
2017-18.
Yeah, because Danen will tell that story. And I think Will Shields was a rookie on that team as well, too, and came in and thought, oh, this is the way it's going to be. We're just going to make AFC Championship games.
Never again.
Nothing. And then Patrick Mahomes comes in, and we've taken up residency in the last 7 years. And to me, it just doesn't get old. It gets better and better and better. And I saw a story out of Buffalo today, like Bills fans are going to try to start singing Mr. Brightside in the fourth quarter, you know, down by the Bills bench. We can't let them do that, man. Like, not in our house. Like, that's not going to happen on Sunday afternoon, because we're going to put a slobber knocking on this team, and it's going to be out of hand by the time the fourth quarter starts, and it ain't going to be Mr. Brightside, which is about jealousy and hatred, and that's the perfect song for the Bills to have against the Chiefs, but this is not going to be a time to play that song, because by the time the fourth quarter rolls along, everybody's going to be hugging and celebrating and having themselves a great time at Arrowhead Stadium. Let's do it.
I mean, Chiefs Kingdom is always, they're always passionate. They're always loud. I would just say, let's even take it up a notch. Let's see how loud this place can really get. But I always appreciate the support and the love that they show for us. And so I'm just excited for another AFC Championship game back at Arrowhead.